Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hi, are you excited for tonight? Are you so excited for tonight?
Oh my God, I'm so excited tonight. I'm going to even shave my back for it.
Wow. I don't even know what I'm going to wear, but if history is any indication, I will decide 5 minutes before we go live, and then I will realize that everything that I thought about wearing is wrinkled, and so then I'll just wear something stupid instead.
Mine all fits like a tube top, so whatever I wear will be fitting like a tube top, I'm sure, because all my button-down shirts are from pre-corona times, okay?
Yes. So what we're talking about is that we have our live show tonight. Time is running out to get tickets. It's not really running out because the live show is tonight. So if you want to be part of it live, you can do that. But it's actually going to be available for 7 days. So even if you miss it tonight, you can still go and like get a ticket and watch it. It's just that the people that are watching it tonight get to participate in a Q&A and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Plus, everyone's going to be watching all at the same time, and so there'll be lots of chatter on the internets. So because we're so excited about tonight's live show, where we will be recapping the Roni season premiere, and we are also going to be talking about the big shot with Bethany Frankel, we are getting into the mood by talking about our favorite, who we believe are the most underrated Real Housewives of New York. And we're getting down to it, okay? We're here at number 3, and we're going to announce the top 2 of our list on the live show. But for number 3, Ronnie, why don't you tell everyone who is your number 3 most underrated Real Housewives of New York player?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to give this one to Tinsley. Now, I know this might be controversial because, you know, why would Tinsley be underrated? You know, people like Tinsley for the most part, and she's fairly recent. I think she's underrated because Tinsley never gets any damn credit for anything. You know, when Tinsley came on, it was the same year as other people, and everyone's like, Tinsley's boring, she's too young, she just cries all the time. That was me who said that. That's actually quotes that you can find in mine at the New York Times. Yeah. Like on a big poster on Broadway. But then, you know, we started to love her. I even loved her back then because she was always my eggs. Loved all that. And then as time went on, I think she just kept getting overshadowed. It's like her last season, she's overshadowed by Leah coming in. And even when she left, it's like, well, you know, Leah's left alone. Poor Leah. It wasn't like Tinsley, you know, it's like poor Leah. And then she also got overshadowed by Dorinda. And also Dorinda was super toxic her last season and really tried to do her in. And then Tinsley, I think, had a really triumphant reunion episode where she went out with a good bang. And then guess what? Then she gets dumped by Scott and the whole fairy tale, the whole fairy tale ending totally crashed on its face. And, you know, did anybody say, you know what? This Housewives season could use an extra person. Okay. It's only 5 people right now on New York. We could have used. Did anyone say, hey, call Tinsley? No. Everyone instead is like, you know what? Where's Dorinda? What are you doing here without Dorinda? So I think that Tinsley is highly underrated. And you know what? It bugs me.
I think you make some great points because I think that when Tinsley came on to when she was cast, it felt a little bit like stunt casting because she's a known socialite and she just is. Seems like not from a different world, but a different generation. You know, the Real Housewives of New York were just always these older women and they all went to the Hamptons. They just had a different life. And Tinsley just felt like she was, it didn't feel like a culture fit necessarily, even though totally an Upper East Side sort of girl, like culture fit like that, yes. But just Tinsley felt like she was coming, she was always New York City's off-brand Paris Hilton through the aughts, right? And it just felt like a weird, stunty kind of casting choice. I think that New York had a, you know, Jules didn't quite work out, and before that, Kristen Takeman, both on our lists. But I think that New York, they kind of were like, oh, we got to put someone with name recognition or something like that. And at first I thought, I don't know about this Tinsley Mortimer. And everyone else is so outrageous and she's just like there. But then I've come to realize that, you know, her sad desperation, her aging starlet kind of vibe, which was best epitomized with her being in the Big Apple Circus with big like dolly makeup on, crying like, I'm miserable, I'm fucking miserable. Was
sobbing
kind of
in clown makeup, you know, and whatever happened to Baby Jane get up was pretty perfect.
Yeah, so I actually completely agree with you, which is why Tinsley Mortimer is also my number three. But I'm gonna give it a little bit of a zhuzh, and if you feel like taking this zhuzh,
Mortimer flavor.
Yeah, Tinsley number three for both of us, but I'm gonna add a little zhuzh because when I went on to Instagram live a few nights ago and I pulled the audience, people suggested a name that should have been on my list and wasn't, and I said, you know what, I'm just gonna cheat a little bit and I'm gonna wedge her in here too. I'm gonna not say just Tinsley, I'm gonna say Tinsley and Dale. I think Dale is actually is great on Real Housewives of New York. She's always hilarious. The way she undermines, she's competitive and undermines her daughter and babies her at the same time. They are kind of an amazing duo. I actually think Dale could have been a Real Housewife of New York. So I'm going to kind of wedge Dale in. Maybe she's on your list higher up, but for me, I'm kind of wedging her in with this. I'm saying Tinsley and Dale for my number three.
Wow. You know, I didn't even include mothers or, you know, people like that.
Well, we included Elise, you know, like we both have Elise. And
Elise isn't somebody's mother. How dare you?
No,
oh,
but
by the way,
did
you see the other day that Elise did just what I said she was doing that I loved? She had an Instagram. She's like, today we're talking about Ethereum in the cryptocurrencies. What is Ethereum? Keep watching to find out.
Today we're talking about Dogecoin. Okay, what is Dogecoin?
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. I'm so mad I missed out on that. Okay, yeah, so Dale. You know, Dale's amazing, yeah. I would put Dale number one if that's allowed. Although I don't know that Dale's underrated because everyone, I think, universally thinks Dale's amazing. Except for those people who she triggers. You know, because there's a lot of people who are like, oh my God, that is my mother. I'm triggered.
Well,
a lot of that.
Well, that's why she's sort of just kind of getting wedged in with Tinsley. I don't really know where Dale fits. I figured as long as we're doing Friends of, then, you know, Dale...
That
I
counts.
Like, I think Dale counts as being in the mix. So that's where I'm putting her.
Okay.
So that was great. What a wonderful way to come together on this fine day. And then our number twos and number ones are still to come. I'm excited to hear what you have for your tops.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm excited to come up with them. So everybody, those will be tonight, and we'll also read your faves out of who we've chosen tonight. So see you there. Okay. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, we'll be there with very tight clothes on. So today we have...
Thank you for not committing us to bells. I was afraid we were going to have to wear bells.
I hate that saying, I'll be there with... Especially as a gay guy. Like, I'll be there with bells on. Because you know everybody in the room's like, I'll bet you will, bitch.
Like, what am I, a cow? Huh? Time is money. So, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Here we are. The episode opens up with the most exciting thing possible. Melissa going to Envy and futzing with mannequins as if she actually works there. She's like, oh, I don't know if I like this. No. Oh, did we just get this in? Okay, what is this? Cheetah print and zebra mixed together? I have such good taste. Let's put this on a mannequin.
Yeah, she's very, you know, she's going to do that whole, I'm a woman and I have a business storyline today, where she's like a badass business bitch. So today she's like, you know what? I don't like that sweater on her. Let's trade it to this sweater and tuck it in. I was like, whoa.
This is a woman in fashion. Wow. Someone call Anna Wintour and let her know what's happening across the bridge.
In Jersey, it's literally Anna Winter. It's just like some horrible lady who is just always out in the winter making everybody miserable. It's like, oh, here comes Anna Winter in her five ponchos.
Hi, it's Anna Winter. Just hanging out with Jody and Jody number two.
Hi, you know what? I know winter's a hard time for everybody, honey. So if anybody's having trouble with the ovens, feel free to come down to my house. All right. No need to call Shoshana again. That was disgusting to me and the whole neighborhood, frankly.
Yeah, but you know what? Just so you know, Renata and Renata are not invited. Okay. So, actually, it's Rosanna and Rosanna. I apologize to the Renatas.
But I like that Anna Winter has her own, you know, lesbian friends with the same name.
Anna has Renata and Renata, and Teresa has Rosanna and Rosanna. So, so
why not? There's 9 million Joes.
Well, 9,000,001, because you know there's always one more. So, so the worker then over in Margaret, the workers are putting stuff on the walls in the ballroom. They're finally getting that ready for her big photo shoot. This photo shoot, which we've been on the verge of having for like 10 weeks. Like, how long does it take to set up for a photo shoot? This one's been going on a long time. And then,
yeah, really long time. And she's like, you know, but I don't even need to wax because it's not like anyone's going to be photographing my puss. That's for you, Joan. That's for you. And Lexi goes, maybe that's another book.
I don't know. With Mr. Nipple creative director, you never know what's going to wind up in the photo shoot.
Now, that's when you need to. Okay, that guy, listen, he's cute and everything. And if I could wear, let's face it, I'm not even going to put myself like, if I could wear one of those muscle tees, that's never going to happen. But if you're going to wear one, you know, when you put something on and you try it out in the mirror and you're always standing up straight and look cute, no. When you get in front of the mirror, you need to like slouch over and preferably bend over a housewife, because that's when you really know how that thing looks, you know? Like, what are you trying to feed her? Put on a shirt, sir.
I know. It was like I was getting flashbacks to the squirrel that I found dead on the walkway, and it was like it was a lady squirrel, and so she was just like, the squirrel was just, it was so sad and so disturbing. The squirrel just splayed out as dead as a squirrel can be, like every arm like as far apart as possible. Like, I just fell from a tree. Like, it was literally like Ziggy Flicker in squirrel form.
The Ziggy
like,
Flicker that's squirrel. All
I wanted. And like. And
that's
like,
all it's, I wanted.
And all its squirrel nips were out. Like, it was like, boom, 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 boom. And aside from the fact that it was like a very sad scene because it was a poor squirrel and probably was nursing, which is why its nips were like, bing. But it was also like when I saw this guy's nip, I like literally got a flashback to this dead nipply squirrel on the sidewalk. And I was like, please don't take me back to that place.
Yeah, that's a bad flashback. Jeez,
yeah,
poor
it was
guy.
It is traumatic. It happened a week ago, and I didn't really share it, but it was like the squirrel literally had its tongue hanging out of its mouth too. It was like as dead, like the deadest squirrel you've ever seen in your life.
And
it was
well, hopefully right nobody knows that guy, and nobody will tell him to listen to this show, because I don't think he needs to walk around with that in his mind. Like, I look like a dead pregnant squirrel on the side of the road. Fuck those queens.
Who are these queens that said I've got nipples like a dead squirrel on the side? I'm sorry, everyone. It's a visual reference. I'm not even being snarky. It's a visual reference to something that happened in my life.
All right. Let's go over to Jackie's house where the kids are playing soccer. Okay.
The most, most Jackie-ish thing that could be happening is the kids playing soccer on the lawn. I feel like that's every
really
scene with Jackie.
Yeah, they're just giving themselves haircuts while they play soccer. It's like everyone's heads are kind of bleeding, you know, because they can't stay still.
Every Jackie scene at home sort of feels like it's the beginning of a Sunday D commercial. Just a little bit.
I feel like every scene at Jackie's house is like, but you're rich. That's always how I feel. I'm like, don't your kids have PlayStations? Like, you're rich. Every scene, she's like, go outside and play, kids. No, how about you're a billionaire and I deserve, you know, a hoverboard or something. Yeah, you know?
That's true.
Do better. Do better, rich people.
Mm-hmm. So Jackie is going on a birthday trip tomorrow. It's her birthday. And so everyone's going to go apple picking and wine tasting at, you know, one of New Jersey's famed, you know, wine vineyards. And Jackie gives us one of the most uninteresting observations in the history of this show. You know, I really like to go apple picking with my family. When you have all that little kid energy at home, it's like chaos. But when you bring that to an apple orchard, it's almost like a great memory. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, newsflash. Kids are much more tolerable when they're outside.
Okay. Kids are much better when there's the threat of things falling on their heads.
When there's gravity there, it can balance out the chaotic energy of children. Yeah. So she's trusting Evan with virtual school. Which I wouldn't. I mean, I think that every mom in the country was just like, don't do it. All right, well, here's a day the kids aren't going to do jack shit, okay? So then Dolores, Dolores calls her, and Dolores is like, hey, it's me, Dolores. Listen, I just wanted to tell you I'm going to be a little late today because I have an appointment in the morning with the doctor. don't worry, even though I've, you know, been talking about cancer a little bit and now I'm using doctor as a fake excuse, please don't worry about anything. I kind of hate you. Can you tell by my voice? Or is this the I have some dried pasta on my countertops voice? I'm not really which drawer I'm using, but I am walking back and forth from the garage to the living room to the laundry room and back. I'm making a triangle. That's all I'm saying. Anything to add?
Well, you know, I'm really happy that you're coming since, you know, we haven't really spoken since Michelle's party. And Dolores says, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just going to drive up. But, you know, I've cooled off, you know. So you do have a doctor's appointment. It's not just an excuse. Yeah, yeah, I have a doctor's appointment. Very reputable doctor. His name is Dr. Seuss. And he's apparently going to treat all my heebies and my jeebies. And yes, I am going to have Dr. Seuss look at my cans.
Listen, the guy's a couple of books short of a doctorate, but I'm going to trust him anyway. I found him on a Groupon. Okay. So then it comes to her telling us. She's like, all right, I don't have a doctor's appointment, but after the way everyone acted at Michelle's birthday party, I don't want to be in the car with you fucking jerk-offs, all right? But I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to go, even if they haven't done right by me.
Yeah. So, you know, Jackie's just hoping that when they get there, they can all talk about it and not scream about it. And Evan's like, yeah, I think that human beings can disagree and talk in a normal tone. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, well, you know, human beings and women from New Jersey are two different animals. Okay. One does really well in an apple orchard and one doesn't. Okay.
So then we go over to Jen's house. Now, Jen, congratulations on your Freezy gallery furniture. Okay. I love a bargain. I love people who can pick a bargain. Don't pick out your own furniture next time. Let somebody else do that. Why would you get gray on gray on gray in a gray house with a gray back? Even your background's gray. Like, yeah. Even the overlooking out the window over the mall is gray in Paramus. It's like pure Paramus gray skies, gray walls, gray furniture. Come on.
It's like gray skies are gonna clear up and reveal more gray. And so this new furniture comes
gray.
In. Just a lot of gray. And so Jen sits down on it and Gabby's there and she goes, hey, Gabs, check it out. I matched the couch. I'm like, the couch is the epitome of neutral. Literally everything matches the couch.
Yeah. So Jen is telling us she's been waiting to redecorate for a long time. And basically, she says she gravitated towards Bill's style because he loves regal ornate.
And then the pandemic hit and I said, you know what? I can't stand this furniture, baby. Grizzin.
But that is not Bill's. Bill did not say, go to China and find me 19 thrones to sit at. He did not do that. You did that. Stop blaming Bill.
Did Bill say, I want this place to look like Liberace's Love Palace? Perhaps. But did he say, do you have to go to China for it? I'm not sure.
Did you see the Watch What Happens Live with them?
You know, I didn't have time to. How was it? Everyone seemed to be loving it.
Well, I stopped watching it, not out of hate or anything. I was just like, okay, it's just one of those games where he's like, all right, who thinks Jen spends too much money? You know, it was one of those, but the opening was so good.
I saw the opening. That was great.
It was the house opening, the house husbands of New Jersey, and they had all their opening lines and stuff. And Bill's was, I'm the only Bill that my wife needs to worry about.
So Jen is calling up. She wants her mom to come over to see the new furniture because she's been so excited to see the new furniture. So she calls up Josephine and she's like, hey, mom, how's it going, baby? And her mom's like, hey. She's like, is everything okay, baby?
Yes, I'm sitting down. I'm tired. What are you doing?
What are you doing, baby?
And she's like, well, we've been doing the furniture, baby. Come see the delivery. You can see it come off the truck. You can see that they have such good prices. I'd like to say thank you, Z Gallery Mom. It's all about your emotions. Come on over.
White glove service, baby.
So Josephine's like, no, no. You make a fool out of me. You made a fool. She's,
what do you mean I made a fool out of you, baby? Just because I aired out all your grievances on national TVs?
I just wanted to show you that all the women in New Jersey don't live with their husbands and that's still happening. Look at them, baby.
And the mom's like, you embarrassed me and now you make it look like, you know, I'm a fool when I should be happy and I should spend this time enjoying my grandchildren.
Well, there's a saying in life, no good deed goes unpunished. punished, right, baby? I know one person who knows what that's all about. It's called a fox who lives on the block, okay? That fox gets no appreciation, baby.
So the mom hangs up and she turns to the dad and she's like,
She thinks she's punishing me now. You hear that, Dad? She thinks I'm looking behind her back to make, working behind her back to make her look bad. What do you think of that, Dad?
I'm like, well, that's not fair to go bitch about her to the dad, who is kind of the cause of this whole thing. But Jen's just really a good person with Freezy Gallery, so we'll just let it slide.
Yeah. I also like that the dad was just sort of sitting there at the counter with a giant Betty Boop mug. I was like, of course Jennifer has a Betty Boop mug.
Hey, check out this fine lady over here, Betty Boop. I like that. Betty Boop is coming with me, baby.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he's still sitting there with one of his they're not AirPods, I guess, because they're corded, but one of his like little
accessories.
AirPod things above his ear, which just cracks me up. I don't know why.
You get to a certain age in life and you just decide to always have telecom accessories on you at all times, right?
Like, yeah, you just don't want to lose it. Like the remote control. He's like wearing the remote control as a bow tie, you know?
You know, it's like those guys who remember, like, especially in the heyday of beepers, those guys would just or just people who just have their cell phone in like a little holster on the side of their pants. Always like a middle-aged guy being like, hold on, let me get my cell phone out of my gun holster, except it holds a phone.
Yeah, I'm in Texas, so or that literally like happens.
Or people who wear the Bluetooth had that thing in that one ear, like, all day long.
Yes, that's like what it's kind of like. Yeah, like a Wall Street guy who's like, yeah, I could be on Bluetooth or I could be talking to you. Who cares? I'm a dick either way. So let's go to Tree's house, okay?
Yeah.
So now, instead of Gia, we've got Melania in there, who's already kind of talking like she smokes 97 calories. She smokes. Can you tell where my brain is at today? We're smoking calories now? Jesus Christ. Well, I would if I could. Trust
you
me.
You could.
She's like, oh, what are you doing, Ma? What are you making breakfast food right now? Come on, Ma. What are you making breakfast? Oh, give me a fucking break.
And Teresa's like, nah, I'm boiling eggs. Which winds up being a theme in this episode. Of course, New Jersey would have boiling eggs as a theme. So then Teresa's like, yeah, I just worked out. I just came back from the gym. I was Anna and Rosanna and Anna and Rose and Rose and Rosanna.
Yeah, well, I got a burger and fries. Too bad you can't have any, Mom. Stupid. Look at me. I'm eating a burger and fries. Bah! And ding dong. It's my brother. We're going to organize the garage, did it. I was like, Oh, my God. This is like looking at Teresa's garage was like all the things that the toy mafia has put hits out on are in Teresa's garage. It's like she's got these big, giant, dead wooden nutcrackers.
Tons of them.
And like. A big dead tarantula. It's just like a horrible, like everything that's been hit in Toyland is in Teresa's garage.
It's like when they filmed Babes in Toyland and they're like, okay, time to strike the set. And she's like,
no, I got a place for that.
She's just like, the entire set of that movie is in her garage.
Yeah. So he comes. He's like, you got a man here, right? You know what? You need help cleaning? Yeah, you need help taking out Amazon boxes? That's why God, made you, so you could call a man, all right? You know, when he took a rib out of a man, it's really just because it was in the shape of a telephone for a woman to call so the man could do all the stuff the woman's too stupid to do. So, all right. Glad you called beyond your rib.
Hey, what's the deal? Why did you tell everyone that I was in love? Like, why were you saying that?
Because you're so happy and that guy's so hot. Have you seen that guy in a Speedo? God, that guy gets me hard, all right? You know what? I like a guy who can show his feelings. And you know what? I can show my feelings. I want to fuck that guy. That's what I'm saying, all right? Because I'm a man. I'm man enough to admit it, all right?
So, he loves this guy. We see a flashback of him telling Melissa how much he likes this guy. And then he's like, I like a man that can admit that he's in love with you, you know? Like, your ex never said anything nice. And then we see, once again, let's wheel out. The only clip that's used more than prostitution whore is this one. Here she comes, my bitch wife.
She's such a cut fitness. Oh, God, I hate her. So what? Who cares?
Yeah,
so what? Here comes Teresa. And she's like, yeah, the second time around, that's what I want. And he's like, do you love him? do you love him like I love him? And she's like, got her hand on this gigantic tarantula thing. And he's like, I want to hear it from your mouth. I want to hear it from your mouth. And did you notice he's kind of playing with his nipples while he says
it? Like, I did not notice that. But
tell me how much you like him. Tell me how much you like him. It's like, back up, weirdo. Yeah. Jeez.
And she's like, well, he's the most amazing guy I ever met. And he really is. And he makes me laugh. And he's so smart, you know. And in the past, I opened up my lifeses. And hasn't gone too well. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah, opening your life wasn't the problem. Okay.
Opening up some accounts.
Forging documents. Opening up that pen was the document. Yeah. It was the problem. Okay.
So then she's like,
What's that saying? You have to test drive it before you buy it, huh?
Which makes me wonder how many lemon cars she's purchased in her life that she never test drove.
What do you say? What do you do? You're supposed to test drive, huh? How do you do it, huh?
So then we go over to the photo shoot at Marge, and Lexi's like, the contrast is killer!
And Joe has finally finished the ballroom. It took him 8 years. And so Marge is doing the photo shoot. Like, okay, Marge's seen this coming over. We're going to put it on the cover. The back cover. We're not crazy here. We're going to put it on the back cover. Okay. You know what? This photo shoot is very emotional for me. Okay. It's so crazy looking back at my younger self. I was just very intimidated by men. And now I look back, I'm a completely different woman now. I'm stronger. I'm independent. I love iced coffee with a little confetti creamer in it and a straw. I mean, I'm a different person.
Yeah, I'm totally different. And what I want people to see when they look at the cover of this book is not only a finished house, but I want them to see a woman who's comfortable enough eating grapes and also French fries. Okay? Perfect setup.
Yeah, so she basically just, it's just a photo shoot. And then she and Marge Sr. sort of hug and cry. And Marge Sr. is proud of her. It is the great conclusion of the photo shoot storyline until next week when it comes back, I'm sure.
Yeah. So then we go over to Dolores' house where she's either in her closet or her kitchen. It's the kitchen. Kitchen wins. Dolores! Where you at, Dolores?
Dolores! Dolores, where are you, Dolores? So Frank comes in with a bunch of balloons. I mean, they truly have a sitcom life. Like, this is no joke. The way he always has a tagline when he enters in, which is Dolores, and then he always has some sort of prop. So this week's prop is our balloons. He's like, oh, Dolores, I can't believe how old our children are getting. We have one child who's gonna be a doctor, and they always go on Wall Street. Oh, we didn't do so bad as parents, did we? Huh? Huh?
The kids are a week apart, and since they were little, we did joint parties, and they're grown, so we keep it alive. All right? We'll still just keep it alive. You know what? Because none of them are in my business. And if they were, I'd say fuck you and fuck you both on your birthday, okay? Happy fuck you day. Both of you get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, so Frankie comes over, and I like that when Frankie shows up, Dolores always acts like he just sang a little song in his, third grade musical, because she goes, aww.
Yeah,
he's like, hey mom, aw, look, Frank, get the camcorder, he's performing.
And Gabby comes and she's like, mom, I like your skirt, or I like your shirt. And she goes, oh, do you want it, Gabby? You could have it. She's like, no, but it's nice. She's like, yeah, we don't dress the same. Okay, well, at least Frank's here. Hi, little Frankie.
Aw, look at him. Look,
sing for your
down.
Sister, Frankie. You know what your sister wants for her birthday? You to sing something. Go on, Frankie, do it for us.
Come on, do the teapot song. It's your favorite. You know, the spout, the whole thing. Come on.
You'll wear my top, right, Frankie? Come on. Come on. Show your sister how it's done.
It's not my style, Mom, but anything for you, huh?
Aw. Well, guess who's coming over? It's David. Okay? David's here, everybody.
And he's wearing another motorcycle jacket. Because guess what? He loves motorcycles, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, he really does. Frank is like, whoa, you should have seen Dolores at the cocktail party. All right, she got so mad. She goes, you know what? I did yell because they said, look, why would David buy you a Porsche and not a ring? You know, and then you know what they did? They took a poll. Can you believe it? They took a poll. I mean, as if is it a diversion? And are you just buying me a Porsche to stall? That was the poll. You know what? That is the last straw right there. The last straw poll, actually.
Listen. I wrote a letter to both Gallup and Quinnipiac, and I said, no more polls, okay? It's disrespectful. I don't want to hear anything more, okay? So David's like,
listen, you're putting the ass in Rasmussen. Do I need to come over there and kick your ass? Because I'll do it, all right? No more polls.
So David, he doesn't really care, mainly because he's barely even committed to this relationship. So he's like, you know what? I'm 56 years old. I'm comfortable in my life. It's okay. I got a motorcycle in the living room. What do I got to complain about?
I got a rocket in my pocket. Okay, what do I care? But also, I think he cares about the relationship. I mean, look, he gave the woman a Porsche. Why is everybody acting like a Porsche isn't a big gift? I'd fucking die. I don't need you to marry me. I don't want you to marry me in the first place. But if you get me a Porsche, I'll do whatever you want. I'll kidnap a child for you.
Well, I think that's the issue.
Tell me what you need.
That's the issue, which is that it seems like he's buying her off. Actually, there is no issue because Dolores is happy, and this is all she wants out of it. So there really is no issue. But the reason why it pings on people's radars is that in other relationships, this would be viewed as a tactic to say, like, oh, you think you're going to maybe walk away from me? I just bought you something. So now you are like, you know, I've entranced you by giving you things. So I think in other relationships, it would feel a little bit like, oh, this guy's not serious, but he's just going to buy his way into her affection. But
I'm into it. I can get stuff without marrying your stupid ass. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Well,
you know,
Dolores
it's like I'm getting stuff that I would get from you in the divorce anyway. So just keep, you know, bring it on.
Yeah. No, listen, if that's what you want out of it, then it's perfect. You know, but I think they just are confused because she said last year that she wanted a ring and now all of a sudden she doesn't want a ring anymore. Now she wants, you know, a ring cam perhaps. So, or a ring doorbell or whatever. It was a bad pun. Okay, we're moving forward. So Dolores is like, you know what?
Dong, dong, dong.
Dong, dong, dong. Dolores, Dolores, Dolores. It's a Frank cam.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Dolores, Dolores, Dolores. That would be the most horrifying doorbell of all time. So Dolores says, listen, I just want to respect and protect our relationship, even if our relationship just consists of us seeing each other once or twice a month. Okay. I want to protect that. Okay. We're in a beautiful monogamous relationship. And then Gabby turns to Frank and goes, I'm sure that's a foreign concept for you, Dad.
He's like, how did you turn to me, huh? So she's like, you know, I know my friends think I'm not happy, but David shows up where it matters. You know what? Is anyone else standing at my door with little kitty cats screen printed onto a cake for Gabby, the one who refuses to wear my clothes? No, David is. So you know what? You ride the horse that comes out of the stable, is what I'm saying.
Right there. I'm just imagining Dolores at a stable. So when's the horse going to come out? Do we have a horse? Okay, well, wait. We'll wait. Well, I don't have anything to do.
I've been in Texas too long. I'm sorry.
No, you always pepper the recaps with all these fun little Texas colloquialisms. So
I don't think that the other is
day,
one. But
you said one the other day, and someone actually quoted it and put it onto Facebook, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, actually, I don't think it was a colloquialism. You said that Cameron has Teflon on her, so that way she doesn't have to learn anything more with new knowledge.
Scotch guard. So Frank, let's see. Okay, so then we go over to Jackie's house where she is putting food in bags. Like, she's really determined to show that she loves food because she's ordered food for the cast, but there's like six of them and there's like 13 individual packed breakfasts.
Yeah, there's lots of sandwich options. And so Margaret shows up first. She's like, oh my God, you look so fall chic. And Margaret's, no, you look fall chic. No, you look fall chic. You look fall chic. So they go and
you look so classy, Marge. You just are the epitome of class. Look at you. And Marge, it goes to what Marge is wearing. She's wearing like a skin tight jacket with a pink fur, a brown fur, and a gray fur all together, all on different parts of it. I was like, yep.
Jersey.
Yep.
Yep. So then Melissa shows up and Jackie lets them all know that Dolores will be meeting them there because she has a doctor's appointment with Dr. Seuss. And Melissa's like, you know, I was going to tell Dolores that I just feel bad about what Joe said. I mean, I know I could have said it at the time and just stopped it, but it was sort of fun watching it happen. But now that time has passed, it's a good way to show, you know, at least on a surface level, that you care. So I'm going to tell her today.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, you know, maybe she just doesn't want to drive with us is my worry. And Melissa's like, yeah, you know what? I'll tell her she feels bad because Joe was challenging her. Okay, yes, he was, but you started it.
Yeah.
And you egged it on the whole time, lady.
All season.
So Marge is like, yeah, you know what? I found it offensive with Joe. And I'm not going to lie. You know what she's upset about? The poll. Okay, she's very upset about the poll. I was like, what are you, Hillary Clinton? Like, calm down, all right?
You put too much thought into polls, okay? And then we see a flashback, and Dolores says, you know, I don't care about Joe Gorga. He's a Neanderthal, okay? But the poll? That's a fucking scumbag move. I'm sorry.
And yeah, but she just thinks that no one's really her cheerleader. And they're like, no, but we do care, you know. And Jackie's saying that her opinion isn't based on nothing, you know. It's based on her saying that she wanted a ring, and if she didn't get one, she was out. And then she didn't get one. And now she says she just likes abortion. I mean, it just sounds like she's rationalizing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So Melissa says, I feel like at this point, it's like, fine. You know, Teresa has a new boyfriend, so I would much rather fixate and destroy that instead. So I'm just like,
yeah,
fine.
So they start talking about the boyfriend and have you met her? And she's like, oh my God, it's totally Teresa's husband. You know, they both go out of their way for camera. I mean, each other. And, you know, they really just, she lets her guard down. And, you know, that's what a real relationship is. And blah, blah, blah. So then Teresa shows up dressed kind of like a preacher.
She looks like a
priest.
She looks like a priest from old Sicily. Or, like, she looks like every time there was a character from Old Sicily that showed up on The Golden Girls. Or like Father Guido Sarducci, or maybe a preacher that was, maybe the preacher from There Will Be Blood. She's just sort of like all variety of antiquated preacher. And she just shows up with this big black brim hat, this white collar, sort of mock turtleneck above her black shirt she's... It doesn't make any sense.
It's what everybody really wants to hear when their daughter is possessed by Satan and you call for help.
The power of Christ. How you say it? The power of Christ is... You know, I'm pretty private, so I don't know if I want to talk about the power of Christ. So I don't know. That's going to be your problem. You've got the devil in you, you know?
The powers of Christmas completes me, all right?
The devil just runs out of your daughter because it's like so sick of hearing that voice. It's like, I'm out.
Devil's like, so, you know, like one time I was out with this new guy who I really like, but like, you know, you got a test drive first.
The devil's like, I'm out. Bye.
I'm out.
You deal with this.
I'm leaving.
Oh, I like this pea soup you got here.
So they all are sitting at the table, and Jennifer also shows up, and Jennifer actually got Jackie some earrings, and so she puts them on and everything. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. Like, guys, Jackie put on earrings.
everyone got her group gift earrings, which is super nice, and I'm wondering how much Jen actually got from that sale, because you know they're just from her brother's jewelry store. Oh yeah. No, is that the brother that moved?
Well, but I'm sure that the store is still there and she probably still gets a discount, you know.
I just got really worried about that jewelry store. I was like, what happened to the jewelry store?
I was already thinking
what
about
is
it.
Long Island City gonna do without that place?
Where's her connect? So then Jen's like, oh, you know what's funny about today? I took my parents out for picking, baby. And my mom was pissed that my dad was there the entire time. Yeah, she was so mad she threw an apple at his head 5 different times. Yeah, baby, total disaster.
So I don't think we're going to be talking for a while. She's mad about the party.
And Teresa's like, wait, you know what?
When she gets choked up, she becomes like a different 1950s person. She goes, so I don't think we're going to be talking anymore, baby. I don't think it's going to be happening anytime soon.
She didn't even come see my Sea Gallery furniture. I mean, this is really, really bad.
I don't think we'll be talking.
Teresa's like, look, you know, she's stuck in her ways, did, you know? When someone's, like, stuck in their ways, you know, they're always going to try and make out with you on Christmas Eve, even when you're saying, Joe, we're too old for that now, all right? We was just kids then, you know?
And they're like, yeah, stop crying about it. She's like,
okay, fine, I'm not calling her anymore. That's it. My mom can die alone in the house. I don't even care anymore. Hey, have fun sitting on your Nazi gallery furniture, old woman.
She doesn't got Z gallery furniture. She got Y gallery. Like, why do I even have this?
So then Melissa gets a text. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And her kid says that Joe Gorga, like, fell and is on the ground. So she calls him. He's like, ugh. I'm like, is that him masturbating or is he actually in pain? I can't quite tell.
Yeah, it was a weird scene because you just hear, and they're like, oh my God, could be a stone. Okay. Oh my God, is it a kidney stone? You know what? I bet it's a kidney stone. Okay. I bet it's a kidney stone.
Go to the hospital. He's got to go to the hospital. Okay. So, yeah. So Melissa's going to leave. And she goes, I feel bad. Leave. Like, no, are you crazy? You got to go. Go, 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 baby. Go, baby. So
be sure to take a gift bag with you, Melissa. There's about 19 boxes of croissants in there. Okay. Enjoy those.
You know that's true, right? So so she leaves, and then Teresa goes, you know, I want to go too, but, you know, she's got, so I'm not going to go. I'm like, okay, Teresa. good sister. So now they head off to the orchard, and so they're in the bus, and Jackie calls up Dolores to let them know that they're leaving, and that also Joe Gorga is going to the hospital. So she's like, oh, we'll have him go to Patterson because David can meet them there. Yeah, go do that. It'll be wonderful. So,
you know, how crazy would it be if David takes care of him? Because he was giving David such lip the other night. You know, Joe's going to feel like he's passing David through that end of his penis. All right. You know, it's hilarious. Karma. Penis karma. Okay.
It's going to feel like he's passing a can of tuna fish through that penis. Okay, that was a tie-in to my book. Okay. Kidney stone diet on a tuna fish budget. Okay. So
in your penis.
In your penis. Okay. Your penis is in the pool, okay? Your kidney stone's in the toilet, okay? So, just workshopping some different things for the next book, okay?
So, you know what? Before Joe had caviar, tuna fish, or whatever coming out of his penis, Melissa was saying that she met your boyfriend, Teresa.
Oh, Maria!
Maria, Maria, Mina, Madonna!
So she's like,
you know, first my brother, then Melissa with the big mouth.
So she says that Luis is the best guy she's ever met. But she needs her brother to slow it down because he's got diarrhea of the mouth. And that maybe that's why his stomach hurts, because he got diarrhea of the mouth. And like, that was a good one, Teresa. The first joke you've made that almost had like a coherent setup and punchline. Good for you. Good for you.
Actually, that's what I said. I said, that's why his stomach hurts.
So they get to the Apple place, and some lady's really trying to make it work, but nobody cares. Like, everybody's like, this is the dumbest birthday we've ever been to. Marge is like, can I go pee? Just, you know, but I don't even care what we do today. All right. You want to take me to a real Apple store? Okay. I could recharge this watch. Okay. You know, my activity rings aren't working right now. Okay. Can you find a way to ping my husband Joe's Apple Watch and just say, you know what? Take a shower, Joe. Okay. Can we put that on the activity ring?
Take a shower.
With Tim Cook.
The lady, you're right. The lady was really trying to make it hard, like really trying to sell this place. She's like, welcome to New Jersey's premier winery. We make wine. We make spirits. We're like the Disney World of alcohol. We're also happen to be the only rest stop on the Garden State Freeway for the next 5 miles. So please enjoy this. And if you have to poop, the restrooms are over there.
So if you want some ice, if you want some wine or some corn nuts, or some gasoline, we're here for you. Okay, call me if you need me.
You may notice that our tasting room is actually a former Roy Rogers restaurant.
Now it's a Pizza Hut and a Taco Bell. Okay.
One of the perks about this orchard is that it's surrounded on all sides by the Garden State Parkway. Okay, that is one of the perks. In fact, we have less than half an acre of land. And that means that the apples are really the apples are actually just purchased from the store. So enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been good. That's like a Real Housewives of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
When she had the grape stomp, but all the grapes were bought from the grocery store. People are like, wait a second.
I feel bad on all these Housewives shows when they get, you know, dragged out to a local winery because none of the regions that they ever go to are known for their wine. Like Malibu, Florida, Virginia. I mean, you can have wine in those areas, but it's not everyone here is living in Napa. You know?
Yeah, Yeah. So, you know, everybody's like hugging and talking about how Joe ended up going to David. And Jen's like,
we were just saying how ironic it is that Joe just gave David shit and now it's David's bitch. You know what? I bet Joe's going to walk out of there with the ring. That's my guess, baby.
And Dolores is talking about Joe Gorga. She says, you know what? I think that Joe Gorga is going through something. Maybe it's almost as if his father just died. I feel like he's going through something.
Yeah, can't quite put my finger on it, but obviously it's something. Yeah. Okay. And they say that kidney stones is comparable to having a baby. And then that's what everybody says over and over this whole episode. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, it's like having a baby.
It's like trying to push a fox through a block. By the way, Ronnie, this hummingbird is all over the place. Oh, I don't think I mentioned that.
I want one.
Yeah, there's a hummingbird that is like all outside my window. And for some reason, whenever I see it, I think of Ronnie.
I want one so bad. I saw this guy on Facebook and he was putting flowers in his nose and in his ear. And then the hummingbird would come up and take little sips from it. And then the hummingbird, because you know how hummingbirds fly up and then they pause.
Yeah.
Like they just like kind of look at whatever they're about to do. So it would like take a little bite and then it would back up and just stare at the guy like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, does he think I'm an idiot and I don't know I'm taking a drink out of his nose? But I'm going to take the drink. You know?
Who is it? You know what really offended me was not the flowers in the nostrils. It was the pole. It was that all these other hummingbirds said, who thinks Dolores is going to go up to the guy with the flowers in his nose? And I did. You know what? So what I did, it's none of their business.
Totally.
Dolores on Is that a flower? All right, it's a flower. Okay, I'm going to have some nectar.
You know what? I'm going to drink. All right, that's it. I never know when I'm going to come across another flower. So this one's in a guy's nose. You know what? You are where you are.
Okay? You know what I like to do? I go from the daisy to the tulip to the daisy and back again. It's sad. You know, I don't have any other hummingbirds here.
Listen, you climb the ladder that's leaned up against the house. All right, that's it. I'm going to do it. So they go on this wagon ride. They go on this wagon ride, and they're talking about, you know, like who's gone on these before. And yeah, Dolores is talking about Joe, and she's like, you know what? I would hope that Melissa would have told him to chill out. You know, she should have just told him chill out. And she goes, yeah, that was messed up. I was surprised you didn't get even more mad than you got. She's like, well, you know what? I was surprised you took a poll. So you know what? I guess we're just all surprised. Okay. And who raised their hand in that poll? Okay. I want to take a poll of who raised their hand. Raise your hand if you raise your hand at the poll.
I want to have a meta poll right now. Okay. It's a poll about polls. Did you ever participate in a poll, specifically the poll from the other night? Raise your hand.
Well, I raised it, but I don't think it was vindictive. And also, I was willing to feed about 37 people ham croissants this morning. So I think that I should get off easy on this one.
Jackie, it's your birthday, so I'm going to speak nice to my friend. But here's the thing, dog with a bone. My friends were taking part in a conversation about me in a party with strangers, and that's not what true friends do. Like, Dolores, why are you flapping your hands? Listen, I'm a hummingbird, okay? How else am I supposed to fly?
I want a bigger apple pie, all right?
Oh, yeah, this is the new thing. Teresa had her first apple pie or something yesterday because she does not shut up about apple pie. I don't think she even understands the concept of what an apple pie is. She's like, I want an apple pie. You guys have McTashes? McTashes? You got McTashes? This is a woman who's written 3 cookbooks, and she's like, you got McTashes?
They're like, Macintoshes? No. Anyway, that's really bad for baking because it's really mushy. And Marge is like, you know what? I want the mushy thing because I'm afraid of breaking my veneers. Okay? So just soft apples. Just point me towards the soft apples, please.
And then Teresa goes, I never made an apple pie. I'm going to try it. And then Jennifer goes, a good apple pie a la mode, honey. Pick an apple, any apple. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you saying over there? Just, for people who think we're making this shit up, that was a verbatim quote that she said. She literally said,
good apple pie a la mode, honey. Pick an apple, any apple.
I'm like, are you some weird carnival barker for the Apple Foundation? I don't know.
So they're in two groups because it's a housewives trip. So God forbid they just walk through the place together. You know, they have to separate. So Jackie's telling someone, you know what? I'm not going to take it back because that's how I felt. You know, and I don't want to fight today, but I did feel that way. You know, rings are more important than Porsches. Okay. And then over with Dolores, who's with Marge, she's like, and you know what? What if that poll was about whether Jackie's husband did that stuff at the gym? Or what if it was Melissa's marriage? Would she make it through this? You know, would I have taken part in that poll? Not for one goddamn second. You know who the census doesn't know even lives right now? Me. Okay. Nobody even knows I'm in my neighborhood. Okay. I couldn't even vote by mail if I wanted to.
You know what? When I grew when I grew up, you know what? When my children grew up, you know where I told them Santa lived? I said he lives nowhere because I don't believe in poles. Okay.
I just said up north. All right. I didn't get north. Specific with them.
To this day, they think Santa's from Saskatoon.
Does he live in the North Pole or the South Pole? He lives in the North Pole, right?
North
Santa?
Pole. North
okay,
Pole.
Sorry, I had it right the first time. You know what? Don't question yourself. Okay, just don't question yourself.
All right, we're going to take a poll about who thinks Santa lives actually lives in the North Pole. Okay.
Mm. You so know then, what? I'm not just some bitch walking down the street.
That you want to talk about. I'm not some bitch. You want to talk. Hey, which makes me think, does Dolores just see women walking down the street and go, hey, look at that bitch. Let's talk about it.
Look at that bitch just walking down the street.
Look at that God. Bitch. Look at her. Look at her with that stupid normal beak. Okay. Okay. That's a crow. Okay. Nice try, ugly bird.
Probably pulls its friends. You know what? I'm feeling judged, and that's enough. I've had enough, okay? You better stay in your lanes and don't come into mind with that bullshit that you're talking, okay? So then
like
someone throws an apple.
Little kids, like, right next to her. Like, mommy, is there an angry woman at the orchard? You know what, kid? Get out of here, okay? I'm not some bitch walking through the orchard that you can just talk about.
That's just a bitch walking down the street. So then Teresa throws an apple, and it's just hilarious. And then Marge is like, how do you even shut this bag? I mean, this is ridiculous. How am I supposed to shut this bag? All right, what kind of business is this? And then Dolores is like, I'm ready to go. I'm hot.
I'm not just some bitch who walks through an orchard and is not sweaty, okay? So Teresa, then one of them has like a lot of apples, and Teresa goes, oh, you got a lot. I'm coming over for an apple pie. I'm like, I thought you were making the apple pie, Teresa. Is everyone making an apple pie? They cut out so many comments she made about apple pie. Like, oh, wow, look at these. Can you put these in an apple pie? Can you put that in an apple pie?
I really like my new boyfriend. He's as sweet as, like, apple ice cream.
They're like, well, Teresa, you could have actually said apple pie in that one.
Oh! I didn't know.
So they now head over to the wine tasting portion, and they're, like, toasting, and they get the update that, yep, Joe Gorga has a kidney stone, and David's with him. So it's all right. And then for some reason, this made me laugh, Ronnie. I don't know why, but they're talking about it. And Teresa says that, you know, her father used to get kidney stones. And Margaret just goes, hereditary. I don't know why. It just like cracked me up because it was like such a Marge word. Like it just sounded so Marge coming out of her mouth. Like, hereditary.
Also, I like when they cut to Joe in the hospital with David. Is that this part? I'm lost in my notes, but at one point they're like, Joe's with David, and then they cut to them in the hospital, and David's just drawing a big dick to explain to Joe what's happening. He's like, look, here's a big dick on the table, all right? This thing goes through this part of your dick, and I just can't believe Joe wasn't laughing the whole time. I mean, Joe is really down and out when he's not laughing at another guy drawing a dick.
Yeah, that's we know he's on a lot of painkillers. Yeah. So Joe Bonino, by the way, is turning 65, which is shocking. He looks great. And Marge is going to throw a big 65th birthday for him. And she starts saying how it's going to be like a combination party of Halloween and birthday and all that stuff. And in the meantime, the waitress comes by with more wine. And Teresa's like, oh, good. Yeah, I didn't really like the first one that much. Sorry. I'm like, Teresa Giudice, the discerning palate of New Jersey wines.
Yeah, the woman who just learned what a Macintosh is. Also, this wine, I was a waiter who faked wine. I would be like, "Ooh, really? Pepper on the tongue? You'll have pepper on the palate. Get ready." But I never really knew what the fuck I was talking about. I would just try and sell the most expensive one, obviously. So I don't know a lot about wine, but these wines sound very Jersey to me. Because the waitress is like, "Okay, here's your first wine. Tropical melon on the nose." I was like, "Really?" And then the next wine, she's like, "Okay, this one has dried pineapple on the tongue." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Are these wine flavors or is this a Jersey thing?"
Well, when it comes to describing wine flavors, really the world is your oyster, because I once went to someone's house and they had a whole like wine tasting kit where it was you different scents that you'd smell and supposed to inform you. And you know, everyone's like, "Oh, well, this sort of has notes of chocolate and garbage bag. And it has a nice, you know, like radish finish." And you're like, "What are you talking about?" Just say it's sweet and tastes good.
Yeah, tastes good, and I'm already kind of drunk. I'll buy it. I'm in.
So Dolores says she'll bring to Marge's party. She said that she'll bring David if Teresa brings her a man. And Jennifer goes, "But is he a man? He should be there for you at least once, baby."
She goes, "You know what? If she doesn't shut the fuck up this one. All right, listen, I'm telling you all right now, because you've mocked me. You raised a hand in a poll. Okay. And you know what? Don't deny it. Who's going to deny it? I want to take a poll of how many of you are going to deny having a poll. Let's do it right now.
I'm not some bitch you can make a poll about. Okay. And then you make fun of. All right. And Jackie's like,
"I'm a discerning hummingbird. All right." So raise your fucking hands. And Jackie's like, "I didn't mock you, you know. Yeah, I just said that buying the car was buying time so that you'd stay with him because you didn't get a ring. You know, that's not mocking you. I'm like, you know what? I have something to make you feel better. Here's 3 boxes of croissant egg sandwiches.
You okay? know what? I will take those sandwiches, but let me tell you something else, okay? I don't want a ring. I told you, I don't want a ring. You know what I want? A crocus. They're delicious. Wonderful nectar. That's all I want.
We're looking out for you. You know what? I'm here to support my friend. My friend wants a ring, I support it. My friend wants a space, I support it. My friend wants to come sit on my Z Gallery furniture. I say, yeah, baby, I'm sick of doing bills with. It's time to do change, baby, I'm there.
Take an apple, any apple, baby. Apple pie a la mode.
And she goes, "You know what? Life changes, Jennifer. It's always changing, and you don't fall apart, all right? You go with it, okay? You get into the Uber that shows up at your door, all right? You don't just sit there on your phone and keep swiping. That's it. It's the Uber I got."
You know what? One thing that I've learned in life, that is if something doesn't go your way, it's not a bad thing. Just a generally sad thing, okay? You know what? When Frank cheated on me, if I didn't move in, if I didn't get a ring and the things, you know, things stayed the way they are now, that's fine. You know, my life took a different turn. You know, I didn't get engaged. My life is taking a different turn now. I'm doing different things. I'm checking out different flowers, getting new nectar. I'm loving life as a hummingbird.
Yeah. Listen, I've told you guys ad nauseum that I'm happy. Okay. So, Teresa, make sure that your man stays and comes everywhere they want him to, because if things change in your relationship, people are going to get mad, Teresa. I hope that you're ready for the polls. I hope you're ready for those numbers to come rolling in, Teresa. And Jen's like, "Oh, you know what? Just don't bring him around then." She goes, "Oh my God. You see what I deal with? I mean,
Yeah, she's like, "Well, the more you tell us, the more we'll have an opinion. Now, Teresa, why aren't you telling us about your boyfriend?"
Dealing with Stevie Hicks over here. Get out of here with that hat. And Marge is like, "You know what? Just put him in a costume and we'll never even know he's there. Okay? Then he can be supportive and nobody will know anything about it." So then we go over to Joe and Melissa's house, because you know what? I really need another scene where Melissa tries to convince everybody that she's some boss-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Running girl 90, boss. 90, yeah, girl boss.
So we now have a nice callback, because Joe Gorga walks into the kitchen and goes, "Hey, you making breakfast?" And she goes, "No, I'm just making some hard-boiled eggs." I was like, oh, I love how this show came full circle with the whole, "Are you making breakfast? No, I'm boiling eggs" thing. Boiling eggs, a nice thematic through line.
I know, and Joe's been there for both of those boiled eggs, which makes you wonder about those kidney stones. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, anybody who's wondering why they're having to push things out of their penis, maybe you should tell us how many boiled eggs you've eaten. Okay. That's my thesis.
Yeah. So he is better. He's recovered. He's like, "No, David was great, by the way." And Melissa says that she's just not going to judge him on how, you know, like how he is as a boyfriend. But like, you know what? She's just done telling Dolores, you know, what to do or what to think. She's a grown adult. Melissa's done butting her nose into it.
And she goes, and you should not be commenting. And he's like, you know what? She's my friend. You know, I knew her before I even knew you. Okay. You know, she can get mad at me if she wants. And she's like, yeah, but Marge was calling you chauvinistic. And he goes, chauvin what? Come on, chauvinistic what? Me what? What chauvinistic again? What's that? I know it's supposed to be bad. But
like I'm supposed to know these crazy things that you women come up with, right? Chauvinism, huh?
So I've never driven somebody in a limousine before. Why is she calling me that?
So Melissa's like, well, you're telling Dolores she needs a man, okay? And you know, and guess what? As much as you're saying we need men, we can survive on our own, okay?
And he goes, bullshit. How about that? Bullshit. She's like, yeah, but we can't survive without men. And he goes, oh, yeah, you as my wife saying I'm chauvinistic, and then you got Margaret saying I'm some bad man. She goes, no, I don't have to always agree with your thoughts, Joe. And he's like, you know what? You know what I want? My old wife back. That lovable, sweet girl, all right? That's who I want back in my life, all right?
Well, you know I love you. I mean, I know you want more time and attention from me, and I'm not going to give up my personal growth and dreams and huge fashion empire that has Anna Wintour knocking on my door, okay? I'm not going to do that. And if I have to run to the city, you know, if I have to get things to grow my company, which is already pretty big, I'm not going to let go of those things. I'm sick of you feeling that if I do something for me, I'm doing something wrong for you.
Oh, God. Well, I like this because he's like, you know what? As my wife, I put you on a pedestal. You know, you wanted to sing? I have you sing. You know what? And that was a serious singing career. You know how Celine Dion started? In leather bikinis rolling around on a living room floor. You know what? I gave that to you. I gave it to you. Okay.
Yeah. You know, Melissa wanted to open up Envy. No problem. I built her a boutique. Melissa wanted an au pair. Listen, let's get an au pair. I'm right here supporting her. And then you want to go to the moon? I'll go to the fucking moon. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm there to do? I'm there to say, you can do all these things. And then I undermine her the entire time. That's what I do.
You know what I'm going to do when I get to the moon? Eat a deviled egg. That's it. Because it's boiled. And it's got mayonnaise in it. All right? So he gets mad. And he's like, we're done. I give you everything. So he leaves. And then we go over to Teresa and Melania. Teresa's getting ready. And Melania's like, where you going? She's like, Nana. Look, I got this dress with high boots. And she's like, Ma. Come on. Too much. You know what? I like this top. And it's a velvet crop top. Off the shoulder crop top thing. You just called the pretty classy dress too much.
Yeah.
She's like, here, Ma, here's a velvet crop top.
And Teresa tells us that she spends, you know, all night on the phone with Louis, and she can't wait to fall in love. And then a car pulls up, and here comes Louis, and he walks the door, and then it says, to be continued, which is cute, but like, this isn't really a cliffhanger. I don't think any of us are wondering how their, you know, date at Panera Bread is going to go.
Which what that mean?
So yeah. that's it.
And I like that Teresa toned down her outfit. Now she's wearing skin tight, bright, you know, shiny pleather pants and a velvet crop top.
Right. It's nice. It's classy.
This show kills me.
Okay, everyone. Well, hopefully we'll see a whole bunch of you guys tonight at our live show. Again, to get tickets, that's go to watchwhatcrappens.com, and there's links there. Or just go to onlocation.com/watchwhatcrappens. It's going to start at 6 o'clock on the West Coast and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And then, obviously, at 7 and 8 in the middle of the country. And we are going to have a great time. So go check it out. Tell your friends. And then tomorrow we are going to be back with the Summer House. The big Summer House reunion finale. It's going to be a good one. So keep an eye out. Just subscribe to our feed, and that way you won't miss any of these episodes. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.